Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More Mercedes in the morning, now on Mix 94.1.
One of my husband's coworkers is in deep trouble with his wife. Like, deep trouble. Because apparently he thought he would be a really, like, cool husband and surprise her with something. And so he called her on his hands-free on the way home and said, hey, I'm going to be pulling up in the driveway here in a moment, and I want you to go out there because I have a surprise for you. So the way I was told the story, she goes out there. She's all excited. She's thinking that maybe he got them a puppy, because I guess one of their kids had been asking for a puppy. And she gets the kid out there, and they're all waiting for them to pull up. So this car pulls into the driveway, and it's not a car that she recognizes. So he gets out of it. He's driving it. And he's like, surprise. And she just kind of stares at him like, okay, what is it? And why are you driving this car? And that was the surprise. He bought a new car for her, or for them. And she had knew nothing about it. Nothing. And so she was furious. She didn't love it. She told him, take it back.
Is it a car that she had expressed interest in about before? So then she sees driving the road like, oh, look at that SUV. I'd love to have that. Or my current car keeps breaking down. I need something new. This isn't working.
From what I understand, it was just an impulse purchase. Oh. It was like one of those like, oh, she'll love this car. Like they didn't need one or anything. So now she's telling him he has to take it back. I guess the kid likes the car.
Of course. It's a new car. What kid wouldn't?
But she's like, no, you're not going to make me the bad guy in this situation. You can't just go buy a car without discussing it with me. Have you ever gotten in a fight over someone else's purchase in your relationship? Someone bought something and it caused a fight between you guys? And if so, what was it? Now, also, do you ever have discussions with your spouse over a certain amount? Like, we have to discuss buying this. You can't just go out and buy this without us having a little powwow about it.
Yeah, big purchases, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Always, yeah, just because, A, it's going to give it a financial ding to us. I need to know what's going on, and vice versa, too, if I'm looking at buying something. Though I'm not the one that makes the major purchases in my house. I can't tell you the last time I bought something big, like, for myself.
Right.
Like, I really can't. But it's so funny you mention this, because I'm seeing this story. I got a buddy that is going through the same thing, but on the flip side of things. And this was probably about 2 months ago. A buddy of mine had bought a muscle car, fixed it up a little bit, and decided to sell it. And the way he told me the story, some guy came over, was interested in buying it. And just by the way he was talking about the cars, you can tell he didn't really know too much about vehicles. Just he didn't know cars. But he was interested in buying my buddy's Camaro. So he made him an offer, and my buddy accepted and sold it. And it was about 2 or 3 days later, the guy calls back saying his wife is upset with the purchase. Can he return it?
Oh, no.
And in that time frame, too, he had called with a couple questions about the car. One was asking about, how do you open the gas tank, the gas cap? He couldn't get off. And something else about the engine. He said there was something wrong with the engine. My buddy's like, dude, that trust me, that's not a problem with the engine. If it's making that noise, it's this. Don't attack that.
Don't
and he's
mess
like, no,
it with
someone told me it was the transmission. My buddy's like, no, if it's that noise, it's not the transmission. You know, take it to a real mechanic. And then so I guess the guy's wife got mad, wanted him to return the car. My buddy's like, you know, the fact that he kept asking me these questions and it sounded like he was tinkering with the vehicle, I don't want it back.
No way. I wouldn't take it back. You know he was... Did he accept it back?
No. He's like, sorry, dude. Oh, sorry for your wife. You know, A, check with your wife before you buy a muscle car. And B, you know, a deal's a deal.
I wonder with my husband's coworker, though. He got it from a dealership. Is there a window of return? Like, here's my receipt. I'd like to return this. Christine, what happened to you?
My husband and I, it was our anniversary. And he was late coming home that particular night. And I couldn't understand why. No phone call, no nothing. He pulls into the driveway with a brand new 04 limited edition Mustang.
Ooh.
For me.
For you. And you didn't want that.
Right. It's for me.
What?
For me. Yeah, they're right. I'm sure you got it just for me.
Your husband sounds like a wonderful man. A nice Mustang limited edition. I love this guy.
So you guys got in a fight?
Yes. Yes. We basically kept it, but the year later we traded that in for an 05, traded that one in for an 06, traded that one in for an 07.
What a
ridiculous
husband. He gets you a new car every year. I like this guy even more.
It sounds like it ended up working out. Thanks for calling. Let's talk to Ashley.
Yeah, so I came home one day and I was looking out, you know, into my backyard, and I saw that there was a baby goat dressed in pajamas. So I asked my fiance, what is a goat dressed in pajamas doing in my backyard? He's like, oh, I bought one today.
He bought a baby goat with pajamas on?
Yeah.
What was the logic behind buying a goat?
Because he saw a YouTube video and thought it was cute and thought that I would like it.
That's hilarious.
Did
you keep it?
Ridiculous. No. Back to the farm.
I was going to say, and where do you buy baby goats here in Las Vegas? Is that something that's common? You can buy them at Lowe's or Home Depot?
And more importantly, where do you buy baby goat pajamas?
Yeah.
I want to know, is there a baby goat pajama store? That is so funny. I think I would have a hard time giving that one back. As mad as I'd be, it's a baby goat in pajamas.
At least get some great Instagram pictures before you take it back.
Oh, seriously. Or make a Taylor Swift video with it.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.